Good afternoon. This is the Siyata Dishmaya, our last shiur, and we're going to do two topics today, which are somewhat related. The first is the nature of shahakol b'makom safek. Perhaps we didn't have to break our heads so much yesterday trying to figure out what's the proper bracha on cookies and cream ice cream, and basically concluding that probably you should have it along with a mezonos and a shahakol. Maybe just say shahakol, because we know the Mishnah says brachos daf mem amud aleph al kula mimamer shahakol yatsa. And the truth is that when you look at most of the classical makoros on this topic, they don't mention that this is something that one should avoid. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Kol davar shehu misupak bebirkaso yivar shahakol." Shine. You have a suffik, make a shahakol. That goes Maimonios, says, "Kol davar shehu misupak yivar shahakol." Vafilu lechatchila. Ve'af agav din birech mashma diaved. If you're misupak lechatchila, you could make a shahakol. Here's a kasha. The Mishnah says, "Lashon bediaved." Akulam im amar shahakol nia bedvaru yata. Yata sounds like yata bediaved, but lechatchila, of course, a person should not rely on that. So that goes Maimonios answers, Kevin shemisupik kediavadami, lemaisa misupik. I don't know what bracha to make on this cookies and cream ice cream. So kediavad, what am I supposed to do? I have a suffik. And therefore, at this point, it's lechatchila I could make a shahakol b'makom suffik. We already saw that the Rishonim, for example, are mechalik between bracha Rishon and bracha Achrona. The Rishonim point out that let's say you have a suffik about fruit which is cooked. That's a different version. You can give it to him anyway. Let's say you have a suffik about a fruit which is cooked in water. So what bracha is made on the broth from that soup? So the Rosh says, Efshar, you make a bari pri ha'etz. And the Rashba would say you would make a shakol. So the Rishonim pointed out, well, for bracha Rishona, nishta zeh geferlach, because shahakol works anyway. Bracha achrona, you're stuck, because according to the Rosh, it would be shalosh, perhaps, and according to the Rosh, it would be bar nefashos. But you see, again, they seem to take for granted that this is, we're not up to that part yet. We're not doing, this is before the supplemental. You see that they seem to take for granted that one is permitted to go ahead and make a shahakol b'makom safek. So everything would seem to be very simple until you get to the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram writes in Simen Reish Beis Sif Katan Lamed Vav on this very issue that b'makom safek you say shahakol, says the Magen Avram, Hainu achar shalamad, aval mi shalo lamad, lo yochal ad sheyelech etzel chacham lelamdo hilchos brachos. So the truth is that this doesn't seem to be a very big chiddush, because for someone who does not know hilchos brachos, everything's a safek. So maybe you'll go ahead and say, okay, so I'm not going to learn hilchos brachos, and I'll just make a shakol on everything I eat. So that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. No, when do we say that b'makom safek you can make a shakol? That's when you learned hilchos brachos. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins this way. It doesn't note that anyone argues. Now, you might say this is against what we said before from the Hagos Maimonios. The answer is not necessarily. What they're saying is, if it's a b'makom safek, she'efshar levarer, so then l'chatchila you can make a shahakol. Like the case of the machlokas, Rashba versus Rush. There's no, how are we going to solve that? Or cookies and cream ice cream. Right, we broke our heads for over an hour trying to figure out what bracha to make. Even someone who learns hilchos brachos might not know this solution. So that's when we could say shahakol b'makom safek. But just because I never bothered learning hilchos brachos to go ahead and say shahakol, so that's inappropriate. That's what the Magen Avraham is saying. One way to say this is it's going to be similar to a safek chisaron yedia lo shma safek. In many areas of halacha, we say Das shotemenem das. If even though we have a general rule, safek derabanan lahakel, but if it's a safek derabanan machmas chisaron yedia, the only reason I'm misupik is because I either am not good at mitzias, like the case in Simen Tzadiches, I don't have the tools to measure Shishim, or can't tell in Hilchos Nida whether it's Maglid or Magdir or the like, so then we don't say Safek Derabanan Lekula. It's not a Safek. Safek Chsonya Dialoshma Safek. So one way to understand this Magen Avraham is that's what he's saying. If you could go ahead and learn Hilchos Brachos, so that's not a Safek. And perhaps the Magen Avraham here is alluding to the Gemara at the beginning of the parak. The Gemara at the beginning of the parak says, Lamed Hamad Alf Tan Rabbanan Aser Lo Adam Shianim Olam Hazeh B'loi Bracha V'chol Naneh Min HaOlam Hazeh B'lo Bracha Ma'al Mai Takante Yeh Lechei Tzol Chacham Mai Avid Lai Ha'Avid Lai Yisura. What difference does it make? Yod Lechacham, you still didn't make a Bracha. Elam Rava Yeh Lechei Tzol Chacham Meikara V'ilam Denu Brachos K'dei Shelo Yavo Lidei Me'ila. Meaning to say that you have an obligation to go to a chacham, to learn Hilchos Brachos, and thereby not come to Mi'ila. There's actually an interesting machlokas rishonim between Rabbeinu Yonah on the one hand, which is cited here, and the Abu Draham on the other hand, whether it's Mi'ila if you don't say the Bracha Miuchedes. Rabbeinu Yonah says, as long as I said a shahakol, it's not Mi'ila. If you look at the Abu Draham, the last source in this section says, Tan Rabbanan Aser Lehanos Mi'olam Hazeh B'loi Bracha, Chol Nenem Mi'olam Hazeh B'loi Bracha, Perish Abracham Yuchedes, Lo So Davar Ma'al. In other words, it sounds like even if I made a shakal, presumably not B'makom Safek, or at least true Safek, in other words, maybe someone who didn't learn Hilchos Brachos, so that too is Mi'ila. One way or the other, the idea that the Gemara is clearly telling me is that I should go learn Hilchos Brachos. And the Rav on the Mishnah makes this point. The Rav says, V'alkulam im amr shahakol yatza, v'afilu ala pas v'alayay, and technically shahakol works, umihu, l'cha t'chila in lechol shum pri, im eni yodeh t'chila, shiyavarech alav bracha ru'yalo. So the Rav at the very least says the very same thing as the Magen Avraham. In fact, some of the Achronim say this in different ways. You could look at the Shari Tshuva says this, the Marsha says it, there's the Aruch HaShulchan says it. Each one in their own signon. The way the Aruch HaShulchan says it is, why is it that the Gemara says that someone who wants to be a chassid should be Mekayim Mili de Brachos, or learn Hilchos Brachos? He says, what do you mean chassid? If I don't say Brachos, I'm a Rasha. So why is saying Brachos make you a chassid? He says, very simple. Because technically, you could always get away with saying shahakol and the like. So if you want, like the Rabbeinu, you're not going to do me'ila. So you want to be a chassid, then someone who wishes to be a chassid should learn Hilchos Brachos properly. If you learn Hilchos Brachos properly, that's taka something very difficult. As the Marsha points out here, Hilchos Birkas Hanenin are among the most complex areas of halacha. It's not like Birkas HaMitzvos, which are relatively simple. No. Birkas Hanenin are quite complex. And that's what the Gemara is telling us. So that's the first idea of the Magen Avraham. The first chiddush of the Magen Avraham, as we said, is that the only time we could rely on a shahakol b'makom safek is when it's a safek she'efshar levarer, not if it's a safek she'efshar levarer. Okay, that's not such a big chiddush. It's something that we could understand. The Magen Avraham then says in Reish Dalid, Sifkatan chavav, an even bigger chiddush. When we call makom, imhu davar shiachol lefatro toch haseuda adif tfei daaz ein safek klal. That even if it's a safek that's efshar levarer, again cookies and cream ice cream, there's nothing you could do. Maybe there is. Maybe we didn't shtel on it enough. If we would have worked harder, we might have come to a resolution that was more clear. Okay, but let's say You worked as hard as you could. Still, you shouldn't say. Now, this does seem to clearly be against the Hagos Maimonios. We don't say you should say Safek unless you have no choice. But if you're able to potter it by having a cookie and milk and then eating your cookies and cream ice cream, or eating it within a suda of hamotzi or the like, then that is preferable. He doesn't say you're chayiv. He says adif tvei. Maybe it's because of the Abu Draham that it's Me'ila if you don't say the Bracha Miuchedes Lo. Now here, I think the Abu Draham wouldn't say it's Me'ila, even like Me'ila, but this is a Chumrah of the Magen Avraham. This too is paskened by the Mishnah Berurah, And I do think we're knowing this way, again, at least adif tfei, meaning to say, I don't know if it's a chova gemura, even according to the Magen Avraham, it's something that the Magen Avraham, though, says is an appropriate practice, though, again, this is more of a chiddush, because you could have said, like the Hagos Maimonios, that even though it's b'diavad, makom safek is k'diavad dami, and that's why they were misakin this bracha as a bracha kololas. Yes?
Not Kiddush, then we just say, where do you like draw the line? Because at some point maybe it's when you read a bracha shol tzarech or something like that.
Okay, we'll talk about bracha shol tzarech in a moment. It's a good question. As we saw, we'll talk about bracha shol tzarech. It's a good ha'ara. We're going to get to that soon. But the Magen Avraham doesn't tell you that you should be over in a bracha shol tzarech. He just says, if you could do it tocha seuda. A lot of times, tocha seuda, you can't do it. And that's what he says. Hudavar shiyachol lefotro. It's not always yachol. Okay. So that is the first topic of today's shiur, relatively quick topic. The second topic that I was going to do, as you see from the Makoros Madura Kama, was the topic of bracha levatala, the machlokas rishonim, whether it's derais or not, does the Rebbe Kiva Eger, and the klalim of bracha levatala and the like. But there were a couple of people who requested that instead we do a different topic, the topic of ribui bracho shelo letzorech. The truth is that topic, this topic of ribui bracho shelo letzorech, is much more lemaisa. The bracha levatala topic is a gewaldika topic in lamdas. But in the end of the day, even if there might be many, many Rishonim and Achronim who don't hold to the klal, Safik Brachos Lahakel for Brachos, we paskin, Safik Brachos Lahakel, and it's also Levarich B'makom Safik, at least in the vast majority of times. And we don't even say the Brach Achron on Tfilin, like Rav Haigon. So,
the Brach
Ashniya, right, it's because it's not really a Safik. Instead, what we're going to talk about is, again, the topic that you requested is this concept of riboy bracha shelo letzorech. This, too, is a very big topic, and we're not going to be able to do it properly, but we'll start and see some of the makoros, and for this you could turn to your supplemental packet. So, first of all, I think we could distinguish between four categories. You see them here. The first, just for purposes of clarification, is the iser of motzi shem shemaim levatala. Well, we'll do two first. When people talk about bracha shena tzricha, so, or bracha levatala, this is an iser deraisa, simple reading according to the Rambam. You're over on losisa, and it's a lav. The Rambam writes, you should know, look at one of the interesting makoros, says you should avoid bracha shena tzrichos, but you should be marbe bebrachos hatzrichos. Brachos are a good thing. You don't have to, even after all that we've said, you don't have to, it's not a bad thing to say. You know, sometimes you're so worried about saying an unnecessary bracha that you don't say any brachos. So you should be marbe bebrachos hatzrichos. So the first iser is the iser of losisa, brach sheina tzricha, and again, that's an iser de oraisa, according to the simple reading of the Rambam. There are those who claim that even the Rambam didn't hold it's an iser deraisa, it's an asmachta. But Pashup Shat in the Rambam, as he says in a number of places, as you could see on your Makoros, is that it's an iser deraisa. We'll just read one of them. The Rambam in the Perek Aleph Halacha Tesvav says, Kol mevarich bracha shein etzricha reza no se shem shamayim lashav v'harehu kenishba lashav v'asar lanos acharav amein.
Are we worrying about the 8th of the Seres of Hebrews, or the, the 9th, or the 3rd?
Are you worried about the 9th?
Wait a second.
Lo sisa shem Hashem lo kach l'shav. No?
Wait a second. I'm getting all confused here. The 3rd broker says lo sisa, it doesn't talk about Shavua.
It's not just talking about Shavua, it's even talking about Brach Shein Etzricha. Simple reading is talking about Shavua, I believe. So what's that talking about? What does lo sisa mean? Just saying God's name for no reason. So that's not the way it's understood. There is an iser d'oraisa of saying God's name in outside of the context of, well, should say like this, without proper reverence. And that is another iser d'oraisa. That's what I have here categorized as number one. Motzi shem shemaim levatala b'li derech bracha. And then you're over on the iser of as Hashem Elokecha Tira, you could see that on, if you look at in your Makor sheet, Madur Kama, where it says Sof Hilchos Shvuos, Hashomea Azkar Hashem Mipi Chaver Leshav O Shenishba Lefanav Lesheker O Shebirech Brach Shein Etzricha Over Mishum V'Nosei Shem Shamayim Leshav Kemo Shebiarnu Hilchos Brachos Hareza Chayv Lenaduso Da 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 Da. I will read it. Ella Shafilu Lahazkir Shem Min Hashemos Hamiuchados Levatala. In other words, when it's in the context of a bracha, so then it's the iser of lo sisa. And that's even if it's not, it's done with proper reverence. A person says, a bori priya eats and takes a bite of an apple. And then, with kavana tsuma, he says, another bori priya eats and takes another bite, so that, despite the kavana tsuma, is an iser. And you might have said, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with saying Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Haetz? It's true. Blessed is Hashem who created this fruit. That doesn't seem like it's a bad thing. The answer is that once you use the Nusach HaBracha, so then if it's unnecessary and unwarranted, it becomes a Isser Deoraisa, much like a Shvua. When you use a Nusach of a Shvua in a unnecessary fashion, that's Aser. So too, even if it's true. Again, what's wrong with saying Omer al eitz shehu eitz, right? Taking such a shvua. It's true. There's nothing wrong with it. The answer is no. That implies pashup shat, this is the reason behind it, is that when you use that formulation in a unnecessary fashion, so that too is disgraceful. And it takes away from the sanctity of the formulation. And therefore, it doesn't matter that I had kavana, it's aser. That's iser of lo sisa. Again, there is a discussion whether Rambam really holds it's deraisa. If you look in the footnote here, there's a tshuvas Rambam that sounds like it might be only derabanan, and there are various ways of being miyashev the shita Rambam. The second iser deraisa is what the Rambam writes over here, which is if you say Hashem's name, not in the context of a bracha. You just say Hashem's name. But you don't say it with proper reverence, so that too is an iser, right? Like the Pasuk says, Shavei HaKasuv Mitzavah V'Omer, L'Yirah Es Hashem HaNechbad V'Hanora, U'V'Chlal Yirasso Shelo Yazkir Levatala. Meaning to say that I don't just say God's name without a reason. If I have a reason, then that's okay. And the simple understanding is, strictly speaking, if you ask me how I am, and I say, Baruch Hashem, but I use the Shem Hashem, that would be okay, like Psukim and Tanakh. But why don't we do that? We're concerned that maybe I won't have the proper Kovod Rosh and the proper Kavana and the like. So one is a Isser that relates to the formula of a bracha, and one is an Isser that relates to the Shem Hashem. That second Isser that relates to the Shem Hashem, everybody agrees to, meaning to say, even Tosfos says that's an Isser Deraisa. When it comes to the first Isser, what we call Brach Shein Etzricha, assuming I said it with the proper reverence, so then Tosfos says it's only an Isser Derabanan, it's an Asmachta. The Psukim are not talking about a Bracha. And that makes sense, because there aren't even Brachos Midoraisa necessarily, and that's a different Sug as well. Whereas the Rambam says, no, the Isser Deraisa is even with a Bracha. So that's Isser, the two Isurim, right? Number one is Brach Shein Etzricha, which is Isser Deraisa according to the Rambam, and Isser Derabanan according to Tosus, and two is Motzi Shein Shemayim Levatala, which everybody would agree is an Isser Deraisa. Okay. Category three is what we're going to talk about today. So we're going to ignore categories one and two for now, and we're going to talk about category three. Category three is a category which not everybody agrees exists, and which what we're calling Gorem Bracha Shein Etzricha, or Riboy Bracha Shein Etzricha, or the like. If it's Aser, and as I said, that's an if, it's a Machlokas Rishonim, I believe we'll see shortly, but if it's Aser, it's only Aser Midrabana. Now what does it mean? What's the difference? The difference is that here, I am chayev to say this bracha, but I could have been more efficient. So a classical example would be and we'll see if this is a precise example, but a classical example would be, let's say I go ahead and I make a bracha before I wash. Right, I'm about to have a bread meal, I'm about on my way to wash hamotzi, and I see on the counter a delicious piece of potato kugel. So I make adama and I eat my potato kugel, and then I wash. Now, that is not a bracha shena tzricha, because if I want to eat that potato kugel without having washed, without having said hamotzi, and I didn't yet say hamotzi, then I have to make a bari pri adama. It is a bracha that I needed to make. However, if I wished to be more efficient, then I could have avoided that. I could have just made hamotzi, and the hamotzi would have covered the potato kugel. And here you could say, there's nothing wrong with that. It's like what we saw in Lashon of the Rambam, that li'olam, a person should be marbe bebrachos hatzrichos, and maybe this is a bracha hatzricha. That was the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tezayin. Or no, yarbe bebrachos hatzrichos means that you need to make, and this I didn't need to make because I could have avoided it, and therefore it's wrong. That's category three. And then the Evan HaOzer, who accepts this category three, says that even then, it's not true that every time you make an avoidable bracha, that's wrong. He writes that when it comes to tafel the ikker, even if you could have pottered a tafel al yedei the bracha, the ikker, and you didn't by, let's say, eating the tafel before, leaving aside issues of whether you need to make a shahakol or a bracha miuchades, let's say the bracha is shahakol, so then certainly that's not an iser, because mitzad atzmo needs a bracha, it's only exempted through the bracha of the ikar. That might get to the lumdus of the ikar of tafel we talked about before. But here you see an example of someone, the Evan HaOzer, who fundamentally accepts that you shouldn't be marbe brachos shelo l'tzarach, but acknowledges that that doesn't mean that necessarily every single time I have to do something in the most efficient manner, there might be limitations. So again, our topic is category 3, riboy bracha shelo l'tzarach. So where does this come from? So one of the early makoros for this idea is a Trumas HaDeshen. And we'll start with the Trumas HaDeshen because this is a source that we should all know anyway, since it seems to happen about every other year. What do you do if it's raining on the first night of Sukkot? Now, there's a big machlokas we've shown them, which we're not going to get into now, whether you're potter from the sukkah, in which case you could just eat inside, or no, you should go outside and eat in the rain, and even though the rest of Sukkot is your pater, because of the Xer Shava, Tesvav, Tesvav, that you must eat in the Sukkah the first night. So this is a machlokas. Good. So the Trumas HaDeshen says, what do you do? So he says, the second night, if you want, second night of Sukkot, if you want, you could go, and it's pouring outside. So you don't want to wait. But it might stop. You don't want to go eat in the rain now. So a great etzah. Go, make Kiddush inside, have your meal inside, and then, after the meal, if it stops raining, go eat your challah outside, and even if it doesn't stop raining, but you want to go to sleep, so go eat your challah outside in the rain. Very good. You don't have to wait when you come home from shul at all. That's fine for the second night. What about the first night? He says, you probably shouldn't do this the first night. He doesn't say absolutely. He uses a lashon of v'shema, but he says you probably shouldn't. Why not? Because you have a problem in terms of the zman. You see, when you make Kiddush on the first night of Sukkot, the Shechianu covers two things, assuming you're in the Sukkah. Number one, it covers the Sukkah. Number two is that it covers Kedushas Hayom. Now, if you were to go ahead and have the meal inside first, like his Eitzah for the second night, so then you'd make a Shechianu in Kiddush. Great. So, then you go out to the Sukkah an hour or two later, you're going to have to make a Shechianu a second time, this time on the Sukkah. You've made a Shechianu on Kedushas Hayom already, but you haven't made a Shechianu on the Sukkah, so you have to make a second Shechianu. Now, is this a problem? If you would have asked me, I would have said, no problem. There are two Shechianus and two different things. So, if you happen to be in the Sukkah when you make Kiddush the first time, then one bracha kills two obligations, as it were. But if you're not inside, so you'll make two Shechianus, nishta zeke ferlach. However, The Truma Sadashin says, no, maybe this is inappropriate. This is what we've been saying. Riboy brachos shelol letzorech. In other words, I could basically get away with a single bracha, a single shechianu, and now I'm making two shechianus, and therefore I should wait. So I come home from shul, and wait, and wait, and wait, and wait, and wait, and we'll talk about how long you have to wait, but you should wait to avoid riboy bracha shelol letzorech. Now, this is an unbelievable chiddush. First of all, it could be okay that if you want to go right outside of the beginning in the rain, then you would avoid this problem. You wouldn't have an issue of ribuy brach shelo letzorech. But let's say you don't want to try that. You expect the rain to taper off in 2 or 3 hours, so you should wait. Why to avoid ribuy brach shelo letzorech? Now, this, as I said, is a tremendous chiddush. Because, first of all, right now, I have no etzah, because I don't want to eat in the rain, right? So, and second of all, the two shechianus are two different mechayvim. So still, to avoid that extra shechianu, I have to wait, even though it's a totally separate mechayv. That's a tremendous chiddush. Now, why does the problem not exist the second night? Very simple. Second night, you only have to make one shechianu on Kedushas Hazman. You don't have to make a shechianu sukkah, because you already did it the first night. Maybe if we act as though there's Sveikad Yoma, and if the second night is Yantif, then the first night wasn't Yantif. The answer is, technically speaking, you could make your Shechianu even before it's Yantif. In other words, even if the first day was Erev Yantif, but the Shechianu that I made on the Sukkah is a valid Shechianu, I no longer need to make the Shechianu on the Sukkah on the second night. So therefore, the second night, it's no problem, go home, eat your Suda, and after the meal, you'll figure out what you want to do. That's what the Shechiyah, that's what the Truma Sadashin says. Just 1 second. This is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, as you see. Aval halayla rishon etzarech la'achol kazayis besukah, af im gshamim yardin, v'yakadish besukah, shiyomar zman ala sukah. That's the Truma Sadashin we just saw. And the Mishnah Berurah says, v'yesh me'achlonim shekasvu de'en kedai lahamtim kol kach, dimyamtin im achilas b'nei vesu agdoilim v'aktanim ein zeh, ein lacham niyasim chasiyantim gadol mizeh. Right? Imagine it's already pretty late, right? You're going to wait 3 hours. V'chein v'al yirabah v'primagadim lo'izkiru shir chatzos. So some say wait till chatzos. Some say only an hour or two. Okay. But even if it's only an hour or two is a long wait. And the question is, what's the basis for this Truma Sadashin? But one thing that we see for sure is that the Truma Sadashin holds that the obligation to minimize or not say avoidable brachos is quite significant, quite powerful, and we'll try to be magdir exactly what that is. Yes?
Shechian is on the binyan of sukkah.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Siegel.
I think this is a related question. Of course, it would interfere with the whole bundus here, but since you can make shechian when you build a sukkah, in principle, right?
You can.
You can or cannot?
You can.
Okay, if you can, then it's mitzvah sukkah yet because it's not sukkos. So how's that any better or worse than when you make kiddush inside and you say shianu and you have in mind to cover the sukkah?
That's a question. Can you have in mind if you're not in it and you're not associated with it? The Truma Sadashin is assuming that that doesn't work. And it's an interesting question when it comes to the nature of Shechianu. If we were giving a shir on Shechianu, we could talk about that. In other words, how to what extent does having something in mind work? If I have a kumquat in my refrigerator, can I go ahead and have it in mind and then, you know, when I eat it an hour or two later? So that's an interesting question, but for now we'll assume the hanach of the Truma Sadashin that it doesn't work, and it's a good point and something that has to be examined.
It's not the when you make a bracha on the shas asiyos of the sukkah, that's not the diavad.
Maybe it is, but the point is it works. That's based on the Yerushalmi, like, but it works. Lamaise, it's fine, and therefore, once you did it the first night, even if, you know, in Bavel when there was a true sveika d'yoma, you wouldn't make a shechianu the second night, alts the sukkah, only alts the zman. That's the same thing for lulav, right? That's why we don't make a shechianu on the second day when we shake lulav, whereas we do make it on the zman, right? Why is it that the second day of Yantif we don't make a shechianu on Netilas lulav?
You're saying you'd be contemplating it for
Right, that's exactly the point. So therefore, you made it the first day. Mashen kein zman, you can't make a shachianu on kedusha sayom on erev yantif. So that's why in Kiddush you make a shachianu on the second day of Sukkot, but when you're doing the tilas lulav, you don't. And the same thing with gabe the sukkah, right? Okay, ad kan devei trumas hadashim. So is there any basis in the Rishonim for this? So if we look at the Ra'ah on Brachos Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, he also seems to hold of a similar shita. The Ra'ah asks, why is it mutter to make a bari priya eitz before Adama? Let's say I want to have for a snack an orange and a cantaloupe. So what do? We all know you first make the bracha on the orange, which is a more narrow, specific bracha, and then you make your Adama on the cantaloupe. Asks the Ra'ah, that's inappropriate, because since a Hadama will potter the orange, so let me just make a Hadama and potter both.
But it isn't potter the Chatima.
Oh, so that's his answer. But let's see how he says it, because from the way he answers the question, perhaps we'll see an important yesod. His lashon is, Kedei shelo laharbos bebrachos, kedekai melan da'asu lerabos bechos bechinam, kedemuchach biyuma ayin amad aleph, uvesota mem aleph amad aleph. So the question is that you should have to just make a bari priya dama, and now he already tells us makoros for this in the Gemara, yuma and sota. We'll look those up in a moment. Ikla meimar dechi amrinan deimbire chal peiros hayilan bari priya dama yatzani mili kishemiskavein latzis bosa bracha avavada yikar mitzvaso latzis b'chol echad bevirchaso hareuyalo. Basically, you are machavein to his answer. However, from his question, we see this important yesod, which is that, generally speaking, you have to be memayit bebrachos and not say unnecessary brachos. And he tells us a makor. So the first makor he tells us is the Gemara Yuma. The Gemara there is talking about Kriyas HaTorah for the Kohen Gadol did all the avodas Yom HaKippurim, including laning. And the Mishnah says, what would he do? Now we know that there's two parshios that need to be read. The main parsha is from Achrei Mos. This is talking about the first Kriyas HaTorah, and then the Maftir is from Parshas Pinchas. So he would read from the first Parsha, from Achrei Mos, he would put the Sefer Torah away, Meniach B'cheiko, and then he would read the second Parsha from Parshas Pinchas Baal Peh. The Gemara says, why don't we just roll the Sefer Torah? No, that's a bad idea. Tirchat HaTzibura. Important to Tirchat HaTzibura. Then the Gemara says, okay, so we have a much simpler answer, solution. What we do? Why don't we just go ahead and bring out two Sifrei Torah? So there are two answers in the Gemara. Rav Huna b'Rav Yehuda answers, Mipnei Pegamo Shal Rishon. We don't want people to think that the first Sefer Torah was possible, and that's why they have to bring out the second Sefer Torah. And the second answer, Reish Lakish says, because this is a Bracha Sheinu Tzricha. Meaning to say, since the Kohen Gadol is going to get both Aliyos, right, because he's doing everything today, so it's a bracha sheinu tzricha for the Kohen Gadol to make the second aliyah. So that's what the Gemara says. Now the Ra'ah obviously believes that we paskin like Reish Lakish. And he says, one second here. This is a bracha sheinu tzricha. It's a new parsha, a new Sefer Torah. It requires a new bracha. So the Ra'ah says, you see from here that you have to be memayit. And since we have an eitzah lemayit, even though it's not even the greatest eitzah, we don't generally like Kriyas HaTorah Baal Peh, but to avoid the Bracha Sheinu Tzricha, the Kohen Gadol leans the second Parsha Baal Peh. That is the Raya L'chora that the Ra is bringing, and the Ritva, like much of Brachos, they say similar points, more or less has the same point on the same Gemara. I'll just read you his formulation because it's important. We'll start from the bold. It's not truly a bracha levatala, but it's ke'en bracha levatala. Now we should note that just because you hold of this idea that you shouldn't be marbe bebrachos, like the Ra'ah and the Ritva, this doesn't mean you're going to go as far as the Trumas Hadashen. In the case of the Trumas Hadashen, maybe everybody, the Ra'ah and the Ritva would agree there's no need to wait an hour or two. Lamaisa, these are two separate brachos, two separate mechayvim, and right now I could only do one, or I only wish to do one because I don't wish to get drenched, and therefore, that's not a problem of riboy bracho shelo litzorech. However, so, but you definitely see that the Ra and the Ritva do maintain that this concept of riboy bracho shelo litzorech does exist.
By the way, at the time when the Kohen Gadol was reading in the Beis Hamikdash,
mm-hmm.
in Yom Kippur, was that before the time when they were misapin that every one of the seven Kruim on Shabbos made his own bracha?
No, probably there would only be one bracha at the beginning and at the end.
Okay. So when they later they were misakin to make brachas for everyone, then they weren't. I mean, that's much more riboy bracho than the Kohen Gadol.
It's true, but it's different people making different brachos. In other words, we don't usually give two people, one person to a Leos.
What about a Kohen who's called being Kohen Levi? I've heard it happen sometimes.
Yes, it's good ha'ara. Good ha'ara. And presumably the answer is less breira. In other words, once we were misakin that you need Shiva Kruim, and nowadays each of the seven people getting the aliyah, or shlosha kruim, doesn't matter, each of the people getting an aliyah has to make a bracha, and there's no beitza, because you can't call a different person, shelo lehotzi laz, on the first kohen. So therefore, less breira, it's not a riboy bracha shelo letzorech. But
and the kohen go reading from Torah, Baal Peh, even though it says Dorin Shebekzav,
so Ayin Sham, how that issue is dealt with, but yes, in Achanami. That's the Chiddush of Reish Lakish. Now, seemingly, we have an ironclad proof from the Gemara and Yoma for the idea that you can't be Marbe Bracho Shelo Letzorech. However, it's not so pashut. Why? If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur, he paskins the reason of Rav Huna Braid Rav Yehuda, namely Pagamo Shel Rishon. The Rif in Megillah, Perek Dalet, also brings only that reason. Now, so the Achronim point out, the Chemed Moshe, the Mishkanos Yankif, the Nishmas Adam, all say that you see that the Rambam doesn't paskin like Reish Lakish. The Mishkanos Yaakov also says Rashi doesn't paskin like Reish Lakish based on how he learns the sugya over there by Sachbe and Tefillah Letfila, that there's no Avera fundamentally in terms of making the second Bracha, even though that could have been avoided. Ayin Sham. Others, the Marish Dam tries to say maybe even the Rambam would agree to Reish Lakish, but it seems to be it's a machlokes Rishonim, meaning to say, according to many of the Rishonim, we'll say Rif, Rambam, Rashi, there is no concept of Riboy Shelo Letzorech, at least Aliba Dehilchasa, and this is also likely the view of many of the Gaonim. If you look at the Tshuvas Rav Amram Gon, which is quoted in Yotzer Gonim, you have it here in the Makoros, he says, Vimrotza laharbos brachos, yivarech aleim kodim amotzi. It's not even talking about Shabbos. Usually when we think about, you know, we think about it on Shabbos to make sure you get mea brachos. But he sounds like the Gemara, like we would paskin against Reish Lakish. Also, even if you say we do paskin like Reish Lakish, the Ramami Pano holds that there's no raya from the Gemara in Yuma. The Ramami Pano basically says that the Gemara over there is not a raya to this concept. The concept might not exist. What's the pshat in Reish Lakish? Because really, you shouldn't even make a bracha in Kriyas HaTorah when you get an aliyah in the first place. You already said a bracha in Kriyas HaTorah in the morning. It's only because of Kavod HaTzibur. So we're not going to go so vite as to say two brachos for the Kavod HaTzibur when you don't even need to say any. But generally speaking, the Ramami Pano says that you can't prove from there to a case where you actually do need to make the bracha, though it is avoidable. Tosfos, on the other hand, in Menachos Daf Lamed Vav, does seem to hold to this concept based off of his understanding of Sach Bein Tefillin Letfillin. He writes, his lashon is miyum esdabra dekevin diyachol liftor bebracha achas ein lo ledaber kadei shiye zakuk lebracha shniya. I should avoid a hefsik that would be mechayiv me to make another bracha. And many of the Rishonim, including Tosfos in Chulin, the Ramban, Rash, and Ran in Chulin, and the Rashban Tarsabai, say, for example, that if you are shechting many animals, you should try to not have unnecessary conversation between the Shechitos so as to avoid needing to make multiple brachos. In other words, if I'm shechting five cows, so let me make one bracha on the five cows, and therefore I shouldn't be mafsik, which would necessitate making an additional bracha. Again, another makor to this idea. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going as far as the Trumas Hadashen. That's still a remarkable application. Just because we say Yachal Iftar b'bracha achas ein l'daber kadei sheyehe zakuk l'bracha shnia, that's Tosos's lashon, how do I know I have to be matriach my whole b'nei veso for 2 hours to avoid that? Especially because, again, the Shechianus are two separate mechayvim. Nevertheless, at least to some extent, you see this concept exists. So one of the places where this comes up, halach l'maisa, there are about, I don't know how many we'll get to, but the first one is the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham talks about a very interesting question, which is it okay to be marbe bebrachos on Shabbos in order to get mea brachos? So the Magen Avraham says that first of all, he doesn't like the Rama Mipano. I'll just read Aminan Biyuma Daf Ayin Venese Vatarach Mina Vinikri Amar Ishlakesh Mishim Brachnan Svicha Kshiavi Sevatarach Haras Yet Starich Levar Shenis Vasar Ligrom Bracha Acharis Kishiyachal Lifter Bracha Achas Kasav Ash Prasabayas Dasar Lasiach Min Shchita Lashchita Mehai Taima Vakasav Be Shmuel Beshem Harbe Poskim Debachol Abrachos Aminan Kain Delaw. That's the Rama Mipano. B'tshuva dekasa d'dafka b'berkas ha'toyra aminan delo niskina elamishim kavod tzibor demilsa. Fine. So, again, I don't think you see from the Magen Avraham, I think, if anything, you see against the Trumas Hadashen, for the following reason. The Magen Avraham next quotes a shla. The shla writes that on Shabbos, let's say they bring peros in the middle of the meal. So we know that what's the halacha of peros in the middle of the meal? You make a bracha vishona, no bracha achrona. So the shlad, a good eitza, you go, you take the grapes that they bring in the middle of the meal, you put them in your pocket, and you wait till after benching, and then you whip them out, because that way you get an extra bracha, namely the bracha achrona. If I eat them during the meal, I get a bracha vishona, but no bracha achrona, because they're covered by benching. So that's what the shlad says, that in Shabbos it's mutter ligrom bracha, kedei l'hashlemei brachos. And the Magen Avraham asks that the Gemara in Yuma is talking about Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is also chaser miminyan zeh. And still it's wrong. Now, you could have answered, the Kohen Gadol, he had so many different brachos to make. You know, machmas the avoda, he certainly wouldn't be short. But anyhow, that's the kasha that the Magen Avraham asks on the Rama Mipano. Now, there's no, again, you don't see this going to go as far as the Trumas Hadashen L'chora. The Magen Avraham concludes, Aviram Galanti B'tshuva Simen Lamed Ches Kasav De B'Shabbos Yachol Letzavos Levnei Veso Shalol Lahavi Kol HaPeiros Lefanav V'Fas Achas Ad Kam L'Shono. Meaning to say, even though we don't go as far as the Shla says that you can, even though they're on the table, you can, as it were, take them off the table to be Mosif Abracha. We don't go that far, but you certainly can tell tell whoever's serving the meals, please wait, don't bring out the fruits till after we bench, and thereby have an extra bracha. V'u'adin d'yachol etzavos l'aviyam achar suda, v'mi'u'af b'chol, v'me'in chafetz l'achol ala me'at me'at, o she'chafetz l'achol achar suda v'shai, ala d'b'shabes roi l'asus kein mishum abracha. So you see that the Magen Avraham agrees that it's mutter to be goyim a bracha lahosif when there's a new mechayiv, and it's no problem of bracha levatala, and that's why it's okay to do this. Again, if you held like the Trumas Hadashen, this to me would be very questionable. Yeah.
Doesn't the
Shulchan
pass the Trumas
Hadashen? Yes. So Magen Avraham is arguing that? No, I don't know. Tzarech Iyun. I'm just saying, from this analysis here, You don't necessarily go as far as that. I was going to say that. Good. You could say that this is considered, it's no longer shalol tzarech. It's a tzarech because it's a mitzvah. And we'll bring a raya for that in a moment from the Rush. Just one moment. The Magen Avraham finally concludes, uvknesa gdol shem sefer zechronos tafilu mitzvah shalol yivim aser larbos v'brachos v'ayin v'sefer shtei yadai yados. So, he doesn't necessarily say you have to follow that, but he quotes a fourth opinion, right? In other words, that says that you even this etzah shouldn't work. Now there's four views, right? There's a Ramami Pano that would say that that there's no issue at all to be marbeh bebrachos. So that he says is wrong based on the Gemara Yuma. Then we have the Shla that says to save it till after benching is okay, and he doesn't like that. Then we have the etzah from the Ram Galanti, who says that you could be mitzvah and that's okay. And then he says that the Knesset Gedolah doesn't even like that. So those are the four views within the Magen Avraham. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah, just want to see the Halach Lamais on this, he says, Abiyom HaShabbos Chaser Lo Yud Gimel Brachos Mehameya Kedisa B'Magen Avraham Al Ken Yira LaHashliman B'Minei Perus Magadim. I always thought that these cheshbonos that the Mishnah Berurah makes are very strange because he assumes nobody goes to the bathroom. But I understand, but humans are humans. And Mistama, they're going to go to the bathroom. And then they'll get Asher Yatzars. So I'm saying, why is he worrying so? What? Right, im nizdamimlo. It's just a funny, it's not a kashya. Maybe the Chavetz Chaim didn't drink as much as we do. The Efshar, the Yotze al Piat Chayus Choshesh for the, you know, the Shahakol Shiloh we talked about. The Efshar, the Yotze al Piat Chak, but Mashmachad and Shmachas Ashashat. Fine. Now, what's the Pshat in the Shla, though? Does this mean, how does a Shla justify it? So I thought maybe this is what you were just saying, which is that if he hold, like the Rush, for example. This is not, once it's Letzarech Mitzvah, like Lahash Lamei Brachos, then maybe it's not Riboy Brachos, Shalol Letzarech, because it is Letzarech. It's Letzarech Lahash Lamei HaMitzvah. And maybe Ke'en Zeh, you see in the Rush that we saw earlier this summer. We saw the Rush that says that because there are certain Gaonim who hold that the Hamotzi doesn't potter the water that one's drinks during the meal. So even though the Rush unambiguously rejects that shita, he says, because of course when you eat bread and other foods, they make you thirsty. So it is considered b'mach masasuda. But he says it's ra'ui harotzel l'stalek min asafek kodem netilas yadayim yeshev b'makom suda so divarech alamayim adai talishtos tochasuda. Oh, isn't that ribui brachos shalol letzarech? So unless you're going to say something like that, Evan Ozer, I think the simple answer is it's not shalol letzarech, it's kedei l'stalek min asafek. And once it's kedei l'stalek min asafek, that's a tzorech. And if it's a tzorech, then it is mutter. So that being the case, that you don't have to take it as far as the shla, but maybe that's what the shla's cheshbon was as well. We're out of time. I'll just tell you, there are a number of other sugyos where you find the Rishonim dealing with this topic. I didn't even put them on your supplemental makoros because I didn't think we would get up to it yet. But I'll just tell you one. One of them is the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Sadi Aleph and the Magen Avraham there. Quote the Rishonim. There's a Tshuvas Harash about this. About basically, the question is, can you divide a meal in two so you have shalosh su'udos? Or is that considered ribui brachos shalol tzorech? This comes up on Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos most commonly. so you want to have two meals before this Zman Isser Chametz kicks in. So are you allowed to just, you know, eat your fish and bench and then make hamotzi and eat more? So we saw a different issue in terms of the Magen Avraham. That might not even be Hesach Hadas, but let's say you do have Hesach Hadas, you walk around the block. So is that okay? In other words, this is totally unnecessary. It's klapi me, it's a single meal. But I want to do it, so I'll be otze shalashudis, kitikuno. So, Ayin Sham, that's another place where the Rishonim and the Achronim, the Poskim, deal with this sugya. And I'll just tell you one other interesting thing. So, and again, we don't have time to be ma'irich on it, but I'll just marmakom. So, my grandfather, Alav HaShalom, had a minug, and many Hasidim have this minug, to, after Kiddush, Shabbos day, to have like a little Kiddush. So he would bring out Ragalach and to make a mezonos on the Ragalach, Gevaldik. And then have Hamotzi a couple minutes later. So, no. So, I was a punk. And I quoted him the Mishnah Bura about how this is inappropriate. And he responded, as he did very frequently when I would quote a Mishnah Buras that went against his Minhagim. My grandfather was Hasidish, so he said, what's the difference between a Chassid and a Litvak? He said this in Yiddish. I said the punchline. I said, Chassid is Meirif from Gott. A Litvak is Meirif from the Shulchan Aruch. So... you all get what it means. So anyway, but then after I learned a little brachos, I thought, nope, there's a tremendous yeshiv for what he did. Why? Because we already saw before, we would also have ragalach for dessert. Now, do you make a mezonos on ragalach for dessert? Huh? According to the Rebbe Kiv Eger in the Dagomir Vava, safek brachos, right? In other words, if, remember, the cheshbon, there's ragalach or safek pas above the kisnin. So if they're pas, so then I don't make a bracha. If they're pas above the kisnin, I do make a bracha, because you make a bracha on pas above the kisnin when it's dessert according to Shulchan Aruch. So, says Rabbi Kiva Eger and Dagmar Vava, safek brachos lahakel, you can't make a bracha on your ragalach for dessert. But, what did the Rush say? The Rush said, even for water, which is almost for surely rejected, he says that harotze l'stalik min asafek should make the bracha before they make hamotzi. So al achas kama v'kama over here, where there's such a good sad, that you do need to make a mezonos on your ragalach when you have them for dessert, that rotze l'stalik min asafek, and to be a yari shemaim, should make your mezonos on your ragalach before the meal. Mamish, even the Mishnah Brura would possibly agree to such a good cheshbon. Now you'll say it's riboy bracha shelo letzorech. No! Slow gara from the Rosh. So unfortunately, he wasn't alive anymore when I had that eitza to be miyashev his minhag. But you see the koach of minhagim. You can't treat them so lightly. A lot of times there's a lot more chachma to the minhagim than you would have even imagined at first. Okay, I want to thank you all for a gewaldig Junesman. I wish we could go on. I'll be away. But this is Baruch Hashem for me, tremendously geschmack. And I hope the same for you. I very much appreciated all of your ha'aros and your input and your coming. And... should all be zeiche to not just make brachos kehelchoseihem, but to internalize the values and the messages of brachos, that asr lohanos melam azeh b'lo bracha, to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu every time we eat, before we eat, to make eating something that's not just a act of gashmius, but through the bracha, and also through the way we eat, a chelek in our avodas Hashem. You should all have a wonderful, wonderful summer. And Be'ezus Hashem, I'll see you next month, not before.